Okay, so you want to dig into that feeling of being alone, maybe like you don't quite measure up. We're going deep with an episode of the Faith Beans podcast. It's all about self-worth and, breaking free from that feeling of being isolated. Ever feel like you're the only one struggling? You're not alone.
Definitely not. It's interesting how that episode just jumps right in. It tackles this whole myth of perfection and reminds us that no one really has it all figured out, no matter how perfect their life might seem, from the outside.
Oh, I catch myself doing that all the time, comparing my struggles to like someone else's highlight reel.
And that comparison game can really make you feel isolated and not good enough.
For sure.
And the podcast really emphasizes this idea of giving yourself grace. So it's not just about, forgiving others, but forgiving yourself when you make mistakes.
That's such a good point. We're often so much harder on ourselves than we would ever be on anyone else. You know, what really resonated with me is how they talked about grace, not as like a free pass, but as a way to just acknowledge that, we're all works in progress. It's recognizing our own humanity.
And, the podcast goes on to talk about how, like, our unique qualities, even those things we might see as weaknesses, are actually our strengths. They even give examples like Albert Einstein and Helen Keller, who were able to turn what others might perceive as limitations into incredible strengths.
Those are amazing examples. Like, they took those supposed weaknesses and completely redefined them. Einstein's like unconventional thinking led to these groundbreaking scientific discoveries. And Helen Keller's determination to overcome her disabilities made her a global inspiration.
And, their stories really highlight this idea
What's that?
that true confidence comes from recognizing the inherent value you bring to the world just by being you.
I love that.
It's not about comparing yourself to others or trying to fit into some mold. It's about embracing your own unique journey.
Totally. So we've talked about challenging that pressure to be perfect and embracing our unique qualities. But even when you know those things intellectually, it can still be scary to put yourself out there.
Oh, for sure.
You know, the podcast guest talks about fear, not as something to avoid, but as a catalyst for growth.
They actually suggest writing down one fear you've been avoiding and then taking one small step toward confronting it.
Interesting.
It's about recognizing that fear is just a natural part of the human experience.
Right.
And often the things that we fear the most are the very things that have the potential to help us grow the most.
That's so true. I've definitely found that to be the case in my own life.
Me too. It's about taking those small wins, those seemingly insignificant steps, that actually like build momentum and confidence over time.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like you were saying, putting yourself out there can really make you feel vulnerable.
Oh, totally.
And the podcast even acknowledges that self-doubt is a natural part of the journey, too.
They talked about how we all experience doubt. It's not just you, but it's about not letting it derail you. And that's where having a good support system can really help.
The episode talks about how important it is to have people you can lean on for encouragement,
For sure.
people who believe in you, especially when you're struggling to believe in yourself. That could be family, friends, mentors, even online communities.
I think that's such an important point. You know, we often try to go it alone, but there's so much strength in admitting we need help and reaching out to others. And I'd really appreciated how the podcast highlighted vulnerability as a strength, not a weakness.
It's not a weakness at all. It's like when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you create space for others to do the same. And that's how you build like real authentic connections. It's not about pretending to have it all together. It's about being real with each other.
That reminds me of something they said in the podcast. It's not just about receiving support, it's also about being a source of support for others, too.
So often we get caught up in our own struggles that we kind of forget to look around and see who else might be hurting.
That's so true.
And sometimes, the smallest gestures can make the biggest difference.
Like, who in your life might be silently struggling? Who could use a kind word, a listening ear, or just someone to be there for them?
It doesn't have to be this big grand gesture. Just the little things that often matter most.
I agree. And the podcast emphasizes that progress Doesn't have to be this huge, overwhelming thing either.
Right.
It's about taking those small wins.
The small wins, big impact approach.
Exactly. And just focusing on one achievable goal for the week.
Yeah. What's one thing you could commit to that feels manageable, but also moves you in the right direction?
Right.
Maybe it's even something you've been putting off.
Yeah.
Because it just feels too daunting. Mm-hmm. You know, just break it down into smaller steps.
Right.
And focus on that first step.
I love how they tie all this back to gratitude.
Me too.
They suggest starting a gratitude journal and taking time each day to acknowledge the good things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Even when things are tough.
Even when things are tough, sometimes it's so easy to get caught up.
Oh, yeah.
In what's wrong or what's missing.
Right.
That we forget to appreciate all the good that's already present.
Yeah. It's like gratitude helps you shift your perspective.
Totally.
Instead of focusing on what you don't have.
Right.
You start to focus on what you do have.
Uh-huh.
And that can make a world of difference in how you feel.
It's a really powerful tool for recognizing the abundance.
That already exists in your life.
I love that. And the podcast reminds us that you are stronger than your struggles.
Absolutely. Every challenge is shaping you into someone more resilient, more compassionate, and more courageous.
That's a good one.
You don't have to be perfect.
Right.
You just have to keep going.
Yeah.
Take it one step at a time and remember that brighter days are ahead.
Yeah. It's a good reminder that progress isn't always, linear.
Right.
It's okay to have setbacks and to, not always get things right.
Yeah.
The important thing is to just keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
Even if it's just one small step at a time.
One step at a time.
You know, as we were prepping for this deep dive, something kind of struck me.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast really focuses on finding support from others.
Right.
But what about being that source of support for somebody else?
That's a great point.
It made me think about how empowering it can be.
Yeah.
To shift from, feeling alone.
To helping someone else feel less alone.
The episode is very much about personal reflection.
Yeah.
But you're right. There's this whole other side to it.
Yeah.
Reaching outwards.
Exactly.
Maybe when you start embracing your own worth, facing your fears.
Right.
Building that support network.
Yeah.
You naturally become more aware of the struggles of others.
It's like you start to realize that everyone is fighting a battle. That you might not know anything about.
Right.
And it makes you want to extend that same kindness and understanding that you've been, learning to give yourself.
Exactly.
So if you could offer support to someone who's feeling alone.
Yeah.
What would you say? Mm. What small act of kindness could you offer this week?
Oh, it could be so simple.
Right.
Like a genuine compliment.
Yeah.
Truly listening when someone's talking or even just sending a quick text to check in on someone.
Right.
Even just holding space for someone to share their struggles without judgment.
Yeah.
That can be so powerful.
Sometimes it really is about those,
little things.
Little things. Those small acts of kindness that can make someone feel seen.
Mm.
And remind them that they're not alone.
And I think that's like the core message of this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
You are stronger than your struggles and you're not alone on this journey.
Love it.
Every challenge is shaping you into someone more resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out, connect, offer support.
Yeah.
And together we can all create a world where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued.
Beautifully said. That's such an inspiring message.
Ah. Oh.
And I really hope it resonated with you listening as much as it did with me.
Me too.
Go out there and be a source of light for someone this week.
Yes.
Even a small act of kindness can make a world of difference.